Hey, my name is Godwin Idiomo, and you're listening to GI Nutrition Podcast. From sickle cell to self-acceptance, a warrior's journey through body dysmorphia and social anxiety. Join me as I share my personal story, revealing the ups and downs of battling insecurities while fighting chronic illness. Discover the resilience, healing, and the power of self-love in this captivating episode. Hello there, and welcome back to GI Nutrition. Today's episode is dedicated to World Sickle Cell Day, which happened on Monday, the 19th of June. And today, I want to talk about something else that has had a significant impact on my life, dealing with body dysmorphia and chronic social anxiety. It has been a journey of ups and downs, and I hope by sharing my story, it will shed some light on the challenges people living with sickle cell disorder go through. I first found out that I had sickle cell at the age of 5 or 4, I'm not sure. And ever since then, growing up, I've faced countless hospital visits and home treatments, excruciating pain and crisis, and the uncertainty of what my future held, because there was a lot of what ifs in my future and a lot of side talks, and would he make it, would he not make it, and it was really difficult, and it was a lot even for a child. It was during this period or this time I started to change. You see, sickle cell disease not only affected my physical health, also took a toll on my self-image. Constantly being in and out of hospitals or getting constant up and down crises, seeing myself as different from my peers because I usually wasn't getting full attendance in school. I was always different. If we're called out for sports, I'll be separated. The usual story around living with sickle cell, were sidelined too often. And imagine those impacts, those things that I went through really had a profound impact on how I perceived my body. I started to develop body dysmorphia, a condition where one becomes excessively preoccupied with perceived flaws in their appearance. My body, which had its battles with sickle cell already, now became a battleground for my insecurities. I would spend hours in front of a mirror or just looking at myself, a picture of myself in my phone, scrutinizing every imperfections. My sickle cell pain crisis would often leave scars, and emotional scars too, and I believe they made me unattractive. I compared myself relentlessly to societal standards of beauty, and I felt like I could never measure up. It was a never-ending cycle of self-criticism, and it was hard. Alongside body dysmorphia, I also struggled with chronic anxiety. Sickle cell made me stand out from the crowd, and I'm not sure it's in a good way. I became acutely aware of people's stares, questions, reactions, like I could sense everything. Every moment. There was one particular moment in school where the whole class was asked to kneel down. I was in SS1, and I could already feel people's reply to that word was like, "Oh, you get up," which some people listening to this might be like, "Oh, that's not a bad thing, you were free from it," but it just puts me in the limelight light that I didn't want. It became difficult for me to socialize and feel comfortable in my own skin. The fear of judgment and rejection haunted me for a long time. I would decline invitations, even to events or gatherings, fearing that my sickle cell disease would act up and expose my vulnerabilities. The anxiety would tighten its grip on me, causing me to overthink every social interaction. It was that bad. Like, every social interaction I had, everything I said, I replay scenarios in my head, and I'll be worrying about what others thought of me, how they perceived me, and it was mentally and emotionally draining. But here's the thing about life, yeah? It has a way of surprising you when you expect it the least. As I continued my journey of life, as a sickle cell warrior, obviously, I encountered moments of strength and resilience that helped me tackle my body dysmorphia and social anxiety head on. One of the turning points for me was when I decided to seek professional help. I reached out to a therapist through Elcom, Little Cell of Man Foundation. Even though they were not specialized in body dysmorphia, they helped me a lot with my body dysmorphia and anxiety, which they said had one root cause. This was a significant step towards understanding my condition and learning coping mechanisms to navigate through the challenges that I faced. Therapy provided me with a safe space to explore my feelings and my thoughts. It allowed me to challenge my negative self-perceptions and develop a healthier relationship with my body and myself. Over time, I began to embrace my scars as symbol of resilience, like the one I have on my right hip from my surgery. I really didn't like it before, but it's starting to grow on me. Another powerful source of support came from connecting with fellow sickle cell warriors that I met through Audrey Sickle Cell Foundation and Little Cell of Mind Foundation. It was like, I've never had a community until I was in uni when I started joining other sickle cell foundations, and it really got to me that there are other people there. Like, I got the feeling, a sense of community and relief that I'm not the only one going through this whole thing. I joined support groups, like I mentioned, and online communities, because most times it was basically online, because I couldn't attend most meetings, but the online really did a lot. When we shared our stories and our experience, hearing their journey of self-acceptance, most people, and their triumph inspired me to persevere and strive for a better understanding of myself. As I continued my personal growth, I discovered the importance of self-care and self-compassion, because I could and still can be really hard on myself. I realized that I needed to prioritize my well-being and nurture my mind, body, and spirit. I started incorporating practices that brought me joy and helped me alleviate my anxiety. One of the most transformative practices for me was mindful meditation. I just like to sit on my own and reflect, and not thinking, but I'm reflecting on life beyond here, life around me, and the peacefulness it can bring. Taking a few minutes each day to sit in stillness, observe my thoughts, and practice self-compassion allowed me to cultivate a sense of calm, inner peace. It became a powerful tool in managing my social anxiety, calming my mind during challenging moments. Physical activity also played a significant role in my journey. Engaging in regular exercise, but not so strenuous exercise, not only improved my physical health, but also boosted my confidence and self-esteem. Whether it was walking in nature or finding a form of exercise that I enjoy so much, like dancing, I usually dance on my own, dancing, moving my body became a source of empowerment and a way to reclaim control over my narrative. It is important to acknowledge that my journey hasn't been without setbacks. There have been times that my social anxiety and body dysmorphia seem to be overwhelming, and I find myself falling back into old patterns. I usually do. But what I've come to realize is that progress is not always linear. Healing takes time and patience. During those difficult moments, I turned to my support system for guidance and encouragement. I confided in my loved ones and sharing my vulnerabilities and seeking their understandings. Their unwavering support reminded me that I wasn't alone in this battle. It's okay to lean on others for strength when you need it the most and when you don't have it. Today, I stand before you, or sit basically, and I can say that my journey with body dysmorphia and chronic social anxiety continues, but I approach it with a newfound sense of resilience and self-compassion. Sickle cell disease may have shaped my life, but does not define who I am. I am a warrior fighting a lot of battles, both seen and unseen, and I refuse to let these challenges hold me back. As we wrap up this episode, I want to leave you with a message of hope. If you or someone you know is struggling with body dysmorphia, chronic anxiety, or any other mental health challenges that comes with sickle cell disorder, please know that you are not alone. Seek support from professionals, connect to communities that understand your journey, and prioritize your self-care. Remember, healing takes time and patience. Embrace your uniqueness, celebrate your strength, and never underestimate the power of self-love and self-acceptance. You are worthy of love and belonging, and your journey is the testament of your resilience. Thank you for joining me on today's episode, Inside Out, Stories of Resilience and Triumph. I hope that my personal story has shed some light on the experience of negative body dysmorphia and chronic anxiety as a sickle cell warrior. Remember, your story matters, and by sharing it, you may inspire others on their own path towards healing. Until next time, take care, be kind to yourself, and keep embracing the beauty of your journey. Thank you for listening. I hope you found it valuable and insightful. Remember, knowledge is power, and I am committed to empowering my listeners with engaging discussions on various topics regarding nutrition and sickle cell. To stay connected, make sure you subscribe to our podcast on your favorite podcast platform. By subscribing, you would never miss an episode, and you will be notified when new content is available. I also value your feedback and suggestions. If you have any topic ideas, questions, or comments, please reach out to us. We appreciate your engagement and want to create content that resonates with you. For the latest updates, behind-the-scenes insights, and announcements, follow us on Instagram at GINutrition_podcast. That is GINutrition_podcast. To join our community and be part of the conversation. Additionally, if you're interested in private nutrition consultations, feel free to reach out to me directly. Thank you for your support, and we look forward to bringing you more informative and insightful episodes. Until next time, take care and keep expanding your knowledge.